Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Sam Scheffer Show. My name is Sam Scheffer, and I'm joined by my wonderful co-host, Colin Cornwell.
What's up?
So we are back after 2 weeks. What day is it? It's Monday.
It's a week. Between a week, right?
No, this is 2 weeks.
Holy cow.
It's been 2 weeks. I think we're going to try and do every 2 weeks just for now. If there's obviously something kind of breaking, we'll do, you know, a breaking episode. But I like this cadence of 2 weeks where it feels like 2 weeks goes by. We both live very busy lives. And then there's a good summary of stuff. I mean, there's an endless stuff, you know, endless amount of things to talk about.
True.
Monday, January 27th. We are recording this in New York City. It is 6:56 p.m. Me and Colin are in the studio. If you missed last week, me and Colin took over half of Casey Neistat's old studio. I've got a video on my channel that is a tour. If you haven't watched that, you should definitely check it out. That is a shameless self-promotion. But this is my podcast and my video, so that's what I'm going to do. So before we get into the show, we're going to talk about Byte, and we're going to talk about TikTok, and we'll talk at length about both of these platforms. But first, it's definitely just worth mentioning Kobe Bryant and his daughter and everyone else that died in that terrifying, horrific plane crash.
Like 9 people in total.
It's hard to believe it's real. I said something on Twitter where it's just like, just be present, you know, like anyone you know could be gone at a moment's notice, whether it's today, in an hour, 2 hours, tomorrow, a week, like it's really shocked the world, you know, like it's one thing. I don't even know. It's really hard. It's hard to wrap my head around the fact that someone like that can just, you know, disappear, at a moment's notice like that. And just like such a crazy freak accident. Like how many, he flew a lot in helicopters. So that wasn't out of the ordinary for him to be in the helicopter, but, it's just really sad and terrible that, all those people died, you know, but there's really nothing we can do. It's just wanted to pay tributes, pay respect to him. I've seen him play. I've watched him in the finals. He was one of my favorite players. I was a Lakers fan for a long time, and it's crazy that all of the, you know, LeBron passed he got the new scoring title. I think LeBron's in what, third or second place now. And that happened like the night before. Just so crazy. And if I don't think there's anyone that's listening to this that didn't hear about Kobe. Like that's
no,
how
everybody heard it.
It just like cracked through every single just like aspect of anyone's, like if you're anyone on this planet, I don't think there's anyone on this planet that doesn't know that Kobe's dead, you know, like as crazy.
Well, maybe not that far,
sure.
But there's in the first world that, countries, yes. Everyone knows.
Yeah. Which is just, it's crazy. Yeah. So, just rest in peace, Kobe. And Kobe's daughter and everyone that's you know, that died on that helicopter crash. Okay, somehow transitioning not awkwardly but definitely awkwardly into a short form video on phone. So I've been on TikTok now, sort of like on it where I'm checking it every day since, I don't know, October, I would say. Remember when we did the bottle cap challenge video?
Yes.
That was back in July, and I like made a TikTok. I never had a Musical.ly account. I don't ever think I actually made a Musical.ly account, but Musical.ly sort of rebranded itself. There's some, I think they were purchased by ByteDance and whatever. Like Musical.ly sort of became Byte. Excuse me. Jeez. Musical.ly became yes. TikTok. And I've been on it for a couple of months, and I found success on there, really. I've had a couple of videos do pretty well, and by do
what,
pretty
yeah,
well,
what
I mean,
do you mean by success, though?
So I just hit 70,000 followers, and I have 46,000 on Instagram and 46,000 on Twitter. And just that, it's crazy that I can get to, you know, have a larger following, and whether it's bots fake followers, whatever, that's sure, that's up for discussion. But it's just crazy how a couple of big hits for me, namely a couple skating videos, because the iPhone does such a good job at, you know, when you're,
yeah,
when I'm, okay, so just if you've seen my TikToks or my Instagram stories, you've seen me riding my Boosted board down Broadway, and my secret sauce, and you're like, he's going to say stable, all right, I know it. No. You just use the ultra-wide camera, and even though there's no OIS, the camera is wide enough, my hand is steady enough, and like the road
smooth
plus
enough,
the it's smooth enough where, and also like if you look on the outer edges of the video, it gives you like this really cool distortion effect. And like the reason why it looks so smooth is because hand stable on the board, and then like the ultra wide camera. There's no no electronic stabilizers. I'm not using any other equipment, but I am filming in the native iPhone camera.
Yep.
I refuse to use that Instagram camera. Yes. It's crazy that the iPhone 11 Pro...
Or in this case, like something built into TikTok or anything
it's
else.
It's crazy that these like Megalodon apps mm-hmm. don't have support for multiple cameras.
It's insane.
How can you go onto Instagram stories in 2020 with a $1,500 iPhone and not be able to use the wide camera? It's perplexing to me. So yes, most of my videos that I film, even or photos even also, like I shoot in the iOS native camera because it gives you the best quality. So TikTok, yeah, I found success with the skateboarding videos. Those started to sort of blow up. I remember I hit like a couple, 1,000 followers, 10,000. And then I really hit my stride when I got the AirPods Pro.
Yep.
That got a million views in 24 hours.
AirPods Pro check.
Yeah, and if you're a TikToker, you know what that is. Here, look, if you're listening to this now and you're like, I just want to skip through this, fuck TikTok, all this shit, download TikTok.
Yes.
Give it a chance. We're all so quick. Even I am guilty of this, to like just like shun something because yep. you don't know. We just have this like inherent thing, like it's part
preconceived
of our
notions. It's preconceived yes, notions. Where why it's like, jump oh,
it's
on
only
it early.
It's, yeah. it's only for kids. It's this and that. yes. Like. Just download the app. You know, I'm sure that there's someone on there that you consume in a different format, whether it's like someone you listen to on a podcast or a YouTuber or a gamer or something, mm-hmm. celebrities. There's so many celebrities on there. I guarantee you have someone on there that you would be like, oh, I know this person.
Yeah.
Download TikTok, scroll through it for 15 or 20 minutes. Let me know how you feel. Their algorithm is insane. I want to kind of continue on the track, but there's so much to talk about with TikTok.
Let's jump back a little bit to what we were saying, like
what?
Your metrics for success on TikTok. Because I want to go through.
Okay.
I know
right,
specifically
so I can get,
you
I can
made.
Get very, I can get very specific because I'm like hyper obsessed with TikTok yes. right now. Okay. So the unfortunate reality is I didn't like make my account able to do analytics early enough. So mm-hmm. Now I finally turned that on and they show you awesome analytics. They show you total watch time.
Okay.
They show you how many of your views are coming from the For You page versus your followers. They show you, let me just open it up here. So I've had this TikTok account for a couple of months and I finally turned on this analytics thing. So here, I had this video kind of...
What would they name it? Something else too? It's like, is it pro mode or is it...
It's something like that.
They call it something weird.
Something like that. But here, let me... So I'll go into analytics here. We have... Okay, so obviously like hearts, which is like a like, comments and shares, but then total play time, 580 hours, total views, and then average watch time, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
One of the big TikTok metrics right now is completion rate. So TikTok is values the signal of watching a video in completion very high.
Okay.
And then
per loop probably after
then,
that, right?
It says total view 68,960. I'm not sure if that's a complete view.
Okay.
It shows audience territories and then it shows traffic source types. So 94% of this video came from the For You page and 4% of my following saw it.
Okay.
Well, how does that even make sense? 94 plus 4 is 98. So where's the other?
Yeah.
But so it was the boosted, like riding the skateboard stuff, mm-hmm. which is it kind of like, it was never on TikTok before. It's a really smooth video. You see it and you're like, whoa, this is cool. It's also New York City, which is like just a character in itself.
Yep.
And then it was some of the tech stuff, like the AirPods video, like I said, got a million views in 24 hours. And then I remember I was going to Canada to do a talk with Blazendary. Shouts Blazendary. Mm-hmm. And I brought my Fold with me.
Oh, yes.
And,
that did really well.
And I was in the airport lounge. And this is a flex on one of my managers, Jared, who will probably never hear this. But hi, Jared. he has access to the lounges at the airports. And I remember we were about to leave the lounge and I was like, all right, let me just shit this TikTok out. When I mean shit this TikTok out, it was a one take and it's like a 20-second video. Folding phone check. This is a Galaxy Fold, blah, blah, blah. And I posted it and I just remember checking it, no joke, Colin, probably every minute. And I think within like 15 or 30 minutes, it had 10,000 views already. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, this is going to go so... And now it's stabilized at like, it has like 3.5 million views. And it gained a lot of followers from that too.
So I was kind of leading you a little bit with that whole question. I wanted you to go more into like you creating your version of the box and like slowing it down.
Oh, yeah, I haven't got there. Yeah. That's a whole other story.
Yeah, because I think
There's more. So I'm going to open up my TikTok account. And by the way, I'm not sitting here to boast and tell you like, follow me on TikTok. Like, but this is a very cool experiment for me to be doing right now.
How many times do you remember how many times you've pushed people from other platforms to TikTok?
I've tweeted about it like twice.
I just think it's like,
it's so rare that like a brand, and it's not even brand new. That's the crazy thing.
I know, but from my perspective,
I'm 29. Mm-hmm. Like from my perspective, it's like, it's pretty new. I've heard about it. Yep. It's like sort of like it's been on the back of like Musical.ly was out in like 2015, mm-hmm. 16. And now like TikTok is like, okay, like I'm here. I'm aware. So yeah, none of this is to say that like I'm, you know, I want you to go definitely go find me on there, but it's just, it's a fun experiment really to just like throw things at the wall and see what sticks.
Yep.
Cause this is a brand new platform. There's a place to experiment
outside of the norm. There's a dude who has the
what's like the thing with the plastic tube, the talk box,
whatever it is, he
covered a song. He has a million followers. The kid's like 17 years old. Mm-hmm. Like, kids' lives are changing because of this single platform. Like, I went to Mercury Lounge the other night when the Dobrik Squad was here, and we saw I don't even want to call him a TikTok kid, but like,
yeah,
he has that one. My life's made me feel like I never turn again. I think that's the song.
Yeah.
And like everyone in the audience, it's felt like was there because they knew him on TikTok. So, all right. So I'm just going to open up my TikTok account, man. I am like just, if you've listened to me ever on some sort of live stream or podcast, like, you know, this is peak Sam. We're just like,
yes.
I have this, it's to tackle such a big topic without like show notes. There's just like so many things to say. Okay. So I did the AirPods video that did pretty well. Oh, and then another video that did really well was the Google Pixel 4 pizza box thing.
Oh, yeah.
That was a very unique thing where they brought all of these creators to the Google headquarters. Like Marquez was there. A couple of other big YouTubers were there. I think Saf might have been there too.
Yeah.
Where they gave us a literal Google Pixel 4 box, but the box was a Domino's pizza box with and so many comments. And remind me to talk about comments on TikTok in a second. Okay. I feel very strongly about it. So many comments were like, it's fake. And it's like, no, it wasn't. You just don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well,
it wasn't
explained to anybody. All of a sudden, one day, all these people started posting pictures of their new Pixels like inside of a Domino's box.
Right, but it's just like people are so quick to just say this is fake. Like this is an exclusive packaging
for the online jury.
That's right. So AirPods Pro did well. Yeah, folding the Galaxy Fold. Oh wow, you know what's okay. So if Galaxy Fold in the airport did 4 million views. Then when I was in California, I did another one on Mike's table in the living room just to see what would happen. I'm like, I bet that I can do another one of these. It has 400,000 views. So that's pretty good for me having 70,000 followers. Then the big one, there was a point, Colin, where this video had 3.9. I think he even saw 4. I don't have screenshots, but TikTok adjusted the numbers for this video. It stabilized at 3.8 million. I remember seeing it at 3.9. Doesn't matter. The Motorola folding Razr phone, I was like one of the first human beings to see it in the public. I posted a TikTok. It went, I think it has 70-something thousand shares. And 75,000 shares, which means insane. It was sent to someone, or you could download TikToks, which is crazy. It went ultra viral on LinkedIn. It has over a million views on LinkedIn one video that I saw. It was ripped to Instagram, and it was all over Twitter. And what's crazy is people turned it into a GIF, right? So there's no audio anymore. I didn't watermark it, so there's no app.
Of course.
I don't think there's... Well, TikTok, when you download it, has a little changing watermark.
Is it just a GIF of you opening it?
It's just a GIF of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But it's just like crazy how sort of, and again, this speaks to the exclusivity aspect of being there first, getting this, something that no one has. And also, I'm just going to say it, it's inherently fucking cool. You can't argue that having a fucking Razr with the folding OLED display, it like has this nostalgia factor. It's just like, it checks off the box of cool, pun intended, the box. We'll get to that in a second, but that was like, holy shit, this is like, TikTok is crazy, the ability, and like it got all those views in like the first 4 days. While it's like, and again, it's like, it's in the news, people are searching Razr, and then like it gets, let me see what
ripped
tags
to other
I
platforms
have.
Yeah, so folding like, phone, there's analytics you can't even track
that, yes, so the impact that video made is
insane.
Far beyond TikTok, but it started on TikTok.
That is cool.
Then it was literally like a day or two later. I was I borrowed a boosted stealth when I was in California. And that video, I made a quick TikTok of like, this is a boosted stealth. It does this, and this. 890,000 views. Wow. Like, for what? Something so, like, something that I live and breathe that every knowledge. Day. Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's something that a lot of people, frankly, have that don't even know what an electric skateboard is.
Yep.
But then interesting, like, Mike was at the Cybertruck event with David. Mike sent me all these videos. I posted on TikTok immediately. No views, 30,000 views. I was like, I'm certain the Cybertruck's going to go viral. Didn't go viral. Another big TikTok I have on here. When I was returning a car, when we got the Wurlitzer, I was returning the car, and there was like, do you remember this one with like all this old stuff? It was like,
don't forget your CD player or Walkman.
And then it like, don't forget your phone. And it was like a BlackBerry that has 900,000 views.
Wow.
It's like how, like these stupid little, almost like vines, right? Like it's like technically comedy because you're waiting for a punchline. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's like,
whether it's a
cool visual, right? Or like something that no one's ever seen before, or like a really good joke. I posted like a quick jetpack clip that has 300,000 views. The other day, I was just sitting at my main gear and I have all these hard drives, and I just did a quick TikTok of like, this is a hard drive. It has 2 terabytes. This is a SSD.
Yeah, I remember
this.
It's
like that one has 500,000 views. Mm-hmm. It's crazy that I literally feed it whatever I want, and it seems like it's trending. I mean, this is like my bread and butter, right? Is tech. Mm-hmm. Like, of course, right? But like, it doesn't have to work, but it seems like it's sort of working. Okay, so now we'll get to the sort of like the sort of crux of the TikTok talk here. TikTok talk. So there's a song called "The Box" by Roddy Rich. I'm sure you've heard of it before. I just hit the leak with the box. I just put the stick in the box. I think that's what the words are. Mm-hmm. Pour out something the whole like damn that. Seal. I'm gonna get lit. Whatever the words are. So I ordered a D-brand Rubik's Cube, and I thought it was clever that I would use, you know, the box because it's a cube. It's a square. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to just remix this audio. So I grabbed the MP3. I literally brought it into Premiere. Like, I had the video recorded. I made the TikTok. And you could see on TikTok, like, you click that video and it shows you the watermark in the top left and bottom right corner. That's how you know if someone, like, you can, like, film a TikTok, then basically go one step before you publish, and then it's in your drafts, and then you have to actually publish it, then you quickly delete it and download the video, and then if you look, Colin,
and
over
it
here,
it
leaves the
watermark. Yeah,
so that's just like a pro tip for you to see if you're ever on TikTok. So I made this whole TikTok, and then I brought the song into Premiere, and I slowed it down to like 85% at first, and I was like, no, that's too low. Like, it really sounded like too deep. And then I think I brought it up to like, I literally right-click adjust speed, or right-click speed duration.
Just play with the percentages.
I think it's like 90. And you just felt it. Like, you hit play on it, and you're just like, damn, this is fucking sexy. And so I posted it, and it really didn't go anywhere. Like, it got, I don't know, like 5,000 or 6,000 hearts, which equates to like, I don't know, a couple thousand views, maybe, let's say. Or no, it would be the opposite. Whatever it was, it did not go viral. And then I like a couple days later, I saw all these comments on the video, like, Charlie, use your audio. Charlie D'Amelio is a 15-year-old TikTok meteoric sensation. I found her on TikTok served me one of her videos.
Yes, that's the better way to put it.
In whenever it was when I got on TikTok, and she had somewhere between, it was like 490 or 454,000. Now she has over 20 million. So it just goes to show you the power of TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like, she used my audio. And if you don't know, on TikTok, one of the big sort of facets of TikTok is the audio database, where if I go and record a TikTok and I'm like, hey guys, how's it going? Like, if people find that funny, they can go use my audio and it'll overlay the audio on their video, so they can lip sync to. So that's what a lot of people do on TikTok. And the same thing applies to obviously the music, right? So my video, my TikTok of me unboxing this Rubik's Cube with my remixed audio was surfaced on the For You page. Charlie D'Amelio used my song, and all of a sudden there were 50,000 videos created with my audio. And it's interesting. If you create an audio on TikTok, you have one chance to rename the audio whatever you want. It kind of plays into our, Twitter editing thing. I kind of am cataloging all of this on Twitter. So if you see me tweet these screenshots of TikTok, this is exactly what I'm talking about. So I have a screenshot. I made my profile. Everyone was doing Lego Star Wars, so I changed my profile, but it said my username, Sam Scheffer. And so I changed the audio. Instead of it saying original audio dash Sam Scheffer, it said the box slow hits different. So because I figured like people would want to search the box slow and they would find the audio. Then it just kept going. People kept using it. All these verified accounts. Charlie used it again. It was like 280 something thousand videos. But then something happened, whether it was a human or TikTok's machine learning algorithm did it on its own. Now on my original video, when I tap the little audio thing on the bottom, it just says the box Roddy Rich. Mm-hmm. It's as if it like was uploaded by, you know, first party proper channels. Look, the song's copyrighted. It is not my song. It's just crazy that because I just put a little salt and Sam Scheffer pepper on it, you know, it's like, I think technically defined, it's a remix.
I
don't know.
I wouldn't argue against it. Let's put it that way. Cause you change the pitch. You change the pitch and you change the timing and tempo. Same thing. Like,
and not that TikTok comments are any help to an argument, but there's dozens of comments that are, what song is this? Mm-hmm. What, like, how do you not know what song this is? Like, is it that unrecognizable?
Yeah.
So there are now, so TikTok changed it on the back end. I have new screenshots. Like if you scroll down, like you could see the same from my screenshot when it said my audio, there's a picture like Charlie, there's a thumbnail of her in a black shirt. And then it's the same thumbnail is on the new audio. So it's my fucking audio. but it's his song, right? So,
yes.
Now there's 480,000 video. Let me just click it right now. 486,000 videos created.
Yes.
That means that if you're doing 100 views per video, that's 50 million impressions. If you're doing 1,000 views a video, that's 500 million impressions, whatever. So, it's probably somewhere between half a billion and a billion views generated from, and it's crazy to think of, what if I didn't bring it into Premiere and slow it down? What song would have Charlie used? Three times. Addison, every fucking
could have been
big,
a different song. It could have been anything.
It's just crazy.
It goes back to the same thing.
How just like, if you've seen the movie The Butterfly Effect, right, with Ashton Kutcher, that is real as fuck. I've determined to do something here and I do it and then I just unleash it to the universe and God knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, and it's influencing the influencer, which is the coolest thing. I love saying that, but it's so true.
It's so true. Yes. And unintentional though, you know?
Yes,
I've always like, obviously in the back of my mind, like, yeah, it'd be cool for a big TikToker to use my audio, but I never was like, I'm gonna do A plus B equals C. You know, it was more of like 2A plus 3Y times a parenthesis.
I think it's even simpler, more simple than that. What? I think all you did was you were like, oh, this is cool. It would be so cool if I slowed this down. That's it. And you just go, wow, that sounds good. I like it. And then boom, it takes off and everyone likes it. So
yeah,
I think that's the better metric. That's what I was trying to like kind of pull you towards earlier on.
So I spend upwards of 30 minutes to an hour a day just looking at TikTok, seeing what the teens are doing. It's a lot of dance videos, obviously, there's a lot of comedy on there. It's interesting because, like, obviously it's impossible not to mention Vine. The sort of like short form video category was really defined by Vine back in, it was 2013?
Seven years ago. Yeah,
Vine came out. The anniversary was on Saturday, the day Byte dropped, and we'll talk about Byte. The impact that Vine had on social media community, on, you know, just like online viral sort of short form videos, I think really paved way for TikTok to exist. There was Social Cam. There was something called Viddy, but really, I think a lot of credibility goes to credibility. I think, I don't know if that's the right word, but a lot, I think like part of the backbone, the reason why Vine worked, Colin, is because they were embedded in tweets. So like if a tweet goes viral, it shows you, like now we see view counts and stuff and there's Twitter video, but the way it like kind of was backboned by Twitter, I think was pretty special, where like a tweet could go viral that's linked to a Vine, and then you're on the Vine platform.
So this is weird, though. How many old Viners use Twitter, like, religiously for all these things? Because I don't think it was that many. Like, I mean,
Zach Piona comes to mind. He was really one of my favorite TikTokers. Really funny, crude humor. Crude humor. Yeah. Like David tweets his bits, you know.
Yeah,
but it's not the main.
It doesn't feel, and it also doesn't feel like the main thing. He gets more views on Instagram, doesn't he?
He barely uses Twitter. Like, he'll tweet exactly.
That's kind of the point I'm making. He doesn't tweet Vines really. Yeah.
Like Zach Piona is really the one that comes to mind. He like sort of makes these deliberate like short form that feel like Vines. But like when people say. When people say they miss Vine, what they really miss is 6 second comedic humor. You know, there's something really, or is it like 6.9 seconds, whatever the number, like 6 or 7 or something like that. The creative constraints that Vine had is really, I think, what made it special. And obviously
easy,
like,
to digest.
Well, that's part of it, right? Like, you don't have to, you spend 6 seconds and you are wild. Jerome Jarre, there's like all these people
you
that
get
were,
a laugh. It's
that
a,
were,
a boost in your day.
It's, that and it's just like so easy and digestible and relatable. And now it's sort of shifted into like when you open up the TikTok camera, it's got like the 15-second one. Yep. It's got the camera roll one, and then it's got a 60-second one. And oftentimes, I find myself, I go in and I just start recording. I don't realize that I'm on the 15-second one. And then I often find that I want more. And so I have to delete the TikTok and then choose the 60-second recorder. Why don't you just make a blank video camera? Like, instead of, oh, God, I have so much product design, whatever.
Oh, well, let's shift to Byte then. Byte came out, what? You said Saturday.
Okay, so let's... 7th year anniversary. Byte needs some... Yeah, there's a lot of history with Byte. Yes. So Dom Hoffman is one of the creators who actually like built Vine back in the day. Mm-hmm. So if you weren't paying attention to the tech scene back in the day, Vine was created, but then it wasn't Vine. It was a short form video app that Twitter purchased, and then they like launched it as like one of their own products with the, you know, the cute typeface, and it was very friendly in the green and that whole thing. Mm-hmm. But Dom, and there's a couple, I think there's like one
or
two.
But it felt like it had like Twitter design aesthetic in it, which
is
great.
That's right. But they sort of designed the whole aesthetic of like 6 seconds looping video, the creation tools, all that stuff was, you know, Dom and his team. And so Vine came and went. There's a lot of reasons why Vine died. I think one of the sort of main reasons is because they never figured out monetization, and people just like big creators kind of revolted. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, they like they did some Hail Mary thing where they did like 1 minute long vines, and then it just felt very inauthentic.
Do you remember when Twitter went public?
Twitter went public on November 7th, 2013.
Okay, November
2013. 2013. Yeah.
When did Vine die?
Why are you trying to have some correlation to the price?
No, it's not even the stock price. January 17th, what?
I mean, you can argue Vine.
I just want to know if it becomes a side project because it's you, like you said, it's due to lack of, they can't find a way to monetize it. If Twitter goes public, they have to, you know, make money for their shareholders.
Right,
it's easy to justify that as like a waste of time or resources.
Okay, whatever.
That was the whole point.
You could probably read on the internet somewhere why Vine died. Sorry to get on a tangent, but. So Dom started really just kind of out of nowhere, tweeted this like Vine. It was like a V2. He mm-hmm. started really hyping that he V2. Was building a new Vine. And that I think was at the end of 2017 or 18, maybe. It was like two, three years ago.
Yeah.
And then he was like shutting it down. Not going to happen. Then we were all really sad. Like that tweet went super viral. I think I even made a video about it. It was all over the internet. Everyone was super psyched. Then he disappointed a lot of people. And then he sort of relit the fire and was like, just kidding. It's coming back. It's called Byte. The sort of logo underwent a bunch of changes. But ultimately, it was supposed to, you and I were on the beta for a while in 2019. It was supposed to launch in spring or summer of 19, but it finally launched in January of 2020. So like, I don't feel respectful saying it's late because like, it's like, how can you say it's late?
Yeah.
And like, it's,
there was never,
you know, but, as far as like the internet and his timeline is concerned, but it was cool that he released it on the anniversary of the, you know, of Vine coming out. So Byte's been out for 3 days.
Yeah.
And, it's I'll say it, it's literally Vine 2.0. like, it is from like a design and functionality perspective, where you know how Vine looks and feels, you'll feel right at home when you browse Byte. The videos, it's interesting. He lets you, he being Dom, they let you choose the scrolling behavior, which is fucking awesome. Meaning the videos, you can choose it to have like snap into full screen, where if you do like one swipe, it'll like lock.
Go to the next one.
Yep. Or it's like the Instagram feed, how it's free flowing. You can also change the theme of like the color theme of your whole experience, I think. Like, you did
that on your profile.
Yeah. Then you can also change the app icon on your home screen, which is so cool. Like, where else can you do that? Like, it took Instagram 6 months to allow, or whatever it was, to allow dark mode, and now Gmail for iOS finally got dark mode. It's just like the attention to detail of this. I think Byte is like six. I think it's almost positively it's under 10 humans, which is crazy to think. I think it's literally like six or seven people. Super small team. They had, you know, I would imagine tens of thousands of beta users. Got a lot of feedback from the community, and now it's here. It's very lightweight. It's very clean, and it's also just it feels friendly. And from like the typeface, you know, from the typeface itself to the heart, when you tap heart on a Byte, have you noticed that it like does this, it sort of articulates a little bit? If you're listening to this, seriously, pause this, open up Byte, because you should have fucking Byte downloaded.
You gotta get your username either way. So
claim your username right away. I'm Sam, and Collins, you're Colin, right?
Colin, C-O-L-L-I-N. That's the first time I've ever had just my first name.
Mega flex. It feels good, doesn't it? It feels very cool.
That's the benefits of the beta, baby.
Again, once in a blue moon, do you get an opportunity like to claim your username early on, to get on and just like establish yourself on a new platform? So I implore you to go try.
Before we keep going, it's weird because the only thing that feels mega different is just where we're all at.
Yes.
Like where we're all at in our lives when this came out.
The world is completely different now.
Versus Vine.
Yes.
If you remember, if you think back to when you were using Vine, I was in college. Like, The Walking Dead was still good. All this stuff was crazy when everyone was making Vines. And now everyone's in a different headspace.
Obama just took his second term.
Yeah,
like,
it was wild.
It was a completely different world. It was completely different.
World.
It was like iPhone 5 was the iPhone.
People weren't doing the stuff. If you go on TikTok now and watch a lot of the videos, and nobody was that crazy on the internet yet. Now everyone's that crazy on the internet.
Wow, that's really true. Honestly, it's really true. TikTok, jeez. I got to get these. I just have so much Freudian slips. Vine really opened up the floodgates of just like, let's go crazy
and let's
here.
See what
like,
people really
do it for
are
the
like.
Vine, yeah. right? Like, yeah. So like off the bat, Byte has rebytes. Byte has comments. Yes. Oh, I never talked about the TikTok comment thing. We can talk about that with the Byte comments because they're having a little issue right now. Spam.
Yep.
So if you've been on Byte, you've probably seen like follow for follow, or like I'll pay you $100 or to followers. Like they're sort of combating spam. I just want to just like talk about the mean comment sentiment. Just like looking at even people on my comments, like there's just so much negativity on these platforms. And what's the saddest
thing
to me?
Do you think there's more negativity now than there was on early internet platforms? If we're talking old YouTube?
Yes, because, well, no, YouTube comments are their own category of disgustingness.
This feels more like when you go and you see bad comments on TikTok, it feels like weird high school bullying.
Mob mentality. The ability to heart a comment and the inability to dislike a comment, right? On YouTube, you can like and dislike the video, right? On can you do that on comments too on YouTube? I'm not sure, but on Reddit, you can upvote and downvote comments, right? There's like a very, very like specific difference between having a like button, right? That is one, that is a separate thing than a upvote or downvote.
Or just the heart.
Like is heart, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's a binary action. Either you didn't like it or you did. And then that like or heart count goes up.
Yeah.
Versus thumbs up or thumbs down. Like a Reddit vote, you can really like send it to oblivion because it has so many down votes.
Yeah.
So I see a lot of abuse on TikTok where like some dumb fuck says something fucking mean and stupid that they shouldn't have said. And these TikTokers just don't delete the comments. They don't police their own comments. And it's like I equate mean comments to, and this is a little bit hyperbolic, but like if someone came to your front door and took a shit on your steps, like would you allow that? No, hell no.
Of course
no.
not. Of course
it's like
not.
It's like this is your video. The comments section is freedom of speech. Well, it's like, okay, well then I'll just go fucking delete your comments and block you.
Yeah.
So like I just like want to empower TikTokers and honestly just like creators everywhere. If you're putting out content, don't be afraid to police your comments. Like whether or not they're saying mean things, whether or not they're calling you ugly and fat.
There's a difference between that and feedback.
Sure, definitely. Because
there can be definitely negative feedback. And like,
constructive criticism, and sure.
Yeah, of course, but there's a lot there's of trolling, straight especially
up,
on TikTok.
Straight up just like bullying. And look, if you don't have the sort of social, like mental capability of determining whether or not something's mean, like maybe put yourself in the other position or ask a friend, you know, like how would you feel if, you know, put yourself in the other position before you type out that comment, you know, and I guess like, I hope no one that's listens to this is typing out mean comments on TikTok, but I was just saying like, don't be afraid to police your own comment section where like I just scroll through these like wonderful TikToks and there's just like a mean comment with 15,000 likes
at the top.
And it's like, it's just this sick mob mentality of like, so it's like, how easy is it to go doop? It's literally to click like. Yeah. It's mindless.
Yeah.
But the effect.
Also, the negativity sticks out. That's what sticks out. That's what people want to click on because that's what you focus on. People focus on the negativity.
I know. Like, I know. It's even bad.
If you're scrolling through a wall of beautiful, like, oh, this is amazing, this is great, but the one thing that you'll stop on is whatever the troll or like hateful comment
and,
is.
And this, I and guess, that's just, what, it's like human feeds psychology. Into
the, yeah, I know. It's
So that's my kind of tirade on. I literally just posted a TikTok today just saying, like, PSA, just like, don't be a fucking asshole. Like, these people have feelings. And, like, of course, some there's like trolls that comment on the video. And I'm just like, I'm going to delete this.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. Honestly, like you're gonna come say fuck you. I'll say fuck you right back.
Yeah.
Please delete and police your comments. Like it'll make you feel so much better not seeing those shitty comments like on, you know, on the top of your feed. Okay. So now that negative rant is over, we can go back to Bipe.
Yeah.
It feels good. It feels very new. It feels very familiar. Like I'm confident in saying that like there is a world that exists and, you know, not 6 months from now, not even maybe 2 years from now, but maybe like three or 4 years from now. It's just like, it's so crazy to think like 2016 was now 4 years ago. I was as much on Twitter as I am now in 2020 as was in 2016. 2010 was 10 years ago, and I was on Twitter every second of the day like I am. It's just like these platforms will probably stick around.
No, definitely. They'll definitely stick around.
There's one incredible female TikToker that joined Bipe. Her name is like Abby Artsy. She's British, and she does the most insane. And when I mean insane, I don't know. It probably takes her like 6 hours to record one TikTok.
No way.
She is one of the most incredible makeup artists I have ever seen in my life. And she joined Bipe.
Okay.
And she's doing like little vlogs. She's doing really no makeup stuff. And it's like interesting to see the dichotomy of someone. She has like 5 million on TikTok. And her videos are fucking incredible on TikTok, and then on her Bipe it's just like, it's like the Snapchat stories kind of thing, you know, this stupid, I can't believe I'm bringing this up, but the meme right now.
Yeah, you know, the meme.
LinkedIn, Instagram, whatever Tinder, the fuck blah, blah, blah. It is. So it's like it feels like Bipe is sort of the playground for like I don't want to call it throwaway content. I think it's just like less precious than something where like she wouldn't post that on TikTok because her audience sort of comes to expect this very high quality from her.
place to innovate. It's new. Everyone's trying different things on it. I think that people feel that freedom when they get on the platform.
That's sure. Like, it also, yes, Colin, it would not surprise me if in a month from now she was doing 6-second makeup videos.
Exactly.
That's a good point. Yeah. So she's definitely worth a follow. Trying to think of, like, obviously Dom's worth a follow on TikTok. Punch me in the face after this. There's a lot of there's a lot of cool creators. What's his face? Sean Wasabi was a big viner because he would do these awesome loops. He has that, like, 64 button pad, and he does the crazy, he pre-programs all the sounds and plays. So he's on Byte, he's also on TikTok, and he's on, you know, he's still on YouTube.
The perfect loops are the most satisfying things to watch on this platform.
That's one of my big things is the perfect loops. And it's just like, I want to get into the sort of nuance also of, like, you have to be so good at timing when your thumb hits the record button, and then when it actually starts recording, and then when to lift your thumb off so it, like, captures the, like,
differences in the milliseconds. Yes, we're literally talking in milliseconds.
And I suck eggs at it right now. Like, if you follow me on Byte, it will just be a lot of just, like, more or less shit posting right now. But, like,
it's experimentation. Everyone's doing cool different stuff.
When I say
shit
post,
right,
I don't mean that I'm, like, you know, taking a shit on the platform.
It means
it's
that,
like,
you're not
just
sitting,
like,
there thinking up of something extravagant to
right,
try to make.
Right,
you're
just like, I'm
trying
just
to,
like,
do
gonna,
in
I'm
the
just gonna, like, put out content. Just, like, try. Just, like, experiment. Keep trying. Keep trying. Like, eventually, I just think, like, inherently doing it over and over and over, it'll get better over time. Also, there's probably a bunch of new features. Like, Dom was tweeting the other day. Everyone sort of says we have a lot of work to do, like, whatever that means. But, like,
that we didn't have in the beta.
I mean, dude, we had nothing in the beta. There was no explore page. There was no popular page. And to give you some, like, metrics right now, I'll just open.
You can
Byte.
Splice videos together now.
You can
splice videos together
now. You can upload from camera roll, which was, like, probably a big debate internal also.
Yeah, it must,
like,
have been.
So popular now. Let's see. I'm just going to click popular now. This one has 7,000 hearts. This one has 2,600 hearts. This one has 3,000 hearts. I saw some with, like, 10 or 15,000. But what's interesting is you can't see the number of loops on a post right now.
You can see yours if you click on the video.
I was wrong. You have to click on the video, and then when you see the comments, that sheet comes up. Okay, so let me go back.
But I could leave that on, and it adds
counts
the loops.
Loops, right? Yeah, of course. So this one has 45,000 loops. This one has 20,000 loops. So obviously it's not, like, mega huge viral, but 20, 30, 40,000 loops is, like, you know, it's not nothing. Oh, okay. So the girl, Abby Roberts is her username. ABBYROBERTS. She popped up on the popular now page, which obviously I was going to just say something before. There's no vanity metrics anywhere on the app. Fascinating. You could click a profile and you just see their.
You can get something that they're going to add later.
That's a good question. I don't think so. I really don't think so.
You think it's for the better?
Maybe they'll, like, gamify it and show you, like, total number of loops, right?
Yeah.
That's different. That is different. No. That is different than a follower count.
Yes, of course it's different than a follower count,
but
that can be
still a vanity metric.
I don't know. It can just be taken, like, exploited big time. The first thing I noticed when I clicked on my own video was as it was playing while I was reading comments, it would just get loops. But I mean, I guess you can't.
As it stands right now, 3 days after the app is out, like on a public facing, like, any profile you click on, you do not see who they're following. You do not see. Yeah, you can just see view rebytes or reporter block. You can't see how many followers they have. So it's interesting. Because you can see it for your own stuff, right? So you can go in on your Byte profile, and then on the top middle of the screen, there's three dots. You can see view my stats, and you can see your followers, your loops on your Bytes. You can see loops you've watched, which is interesting. And then I have this beta tester bonus thing. And if you were on the Byte beta, you have that little Byte beta icon thing next to your username, which is also pretty cool. I really think that Byte can find success, Colin, because of the creative constraint of 6 seconds.
Yeah. It's great.
It just it feels like Vine because of that. And like, you don't need to make up some, I feel like I'm in like fucking junior year literature class where like you need to find the theme of the book and all the fucking all this shit where I'm like trying to make up Well, no. It's just like, it's factual. TikTok is 15, 60 seconds, right?
And like, and it feels like you're playing into the game of TikTok way more than just experimenting. With the audio you're stuff looking where for like, the good clips.
Like Bite is very much like, okay, this is what Vine would feel like in 2020, I think is kind of my my thesis.
Have you ever heard of this app called Firework?
I feel it sounds familiar. Why?
So this was the article. It says, Google looking to acquire TikTok-like app Firework. I've never used the app before, but I mean, if there's, I don't know if you can really call Byte like a TikTok like app because there's no real music integration. Like if you wanted to, you could overlay any song as of right now.
What, in Firework?
No. I'm saying on Byte. Right now, as of right now, you could overlay any music that you want or play any music in the background that you want.
Sure.
It's not going to get flagged. It's not going to be taken.
It's the wild west industry. Right now.
Yeah, it's the wild west. And like the music industry hasn't like dipped its hands
you're
in
saying,
the Byte.
You're saying like, it's just interesting. People love to say, and I don't think there's any truth to this whatsoever. It's like, if you use fewer than 3 seconds, you don't get copyright. Yeah, that's fucking bullshit. Yeah. Like you could have a quarter of a second and YouTube's AI would find it in a second.
Yeah.
But if you make a, you know, if you make a Byte and up or even a TikTok, which in my case, it literally happened to me where I used copyrighted music and then they just kind of like took ownership of it.
Yeah.
There's no audio library on TikTok or There's no audio library on Byte and there's no ability to use any other audio, right? There's no way to like stitch together any, it's like just video for now. Or you can sideload it, but like from the creation standpoint on TikTok, you can pick any audio you want. You can pick music, you can pick other TikTokers audio. But now, Byte is just limited to that. So like no one knows what's going to happen.
Or unlimited. It could be anything.
No one knows what's going to happen. Like I saw, I don't know, someone was like, oh, what do you think? You know, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, just use it, enjoy it. You know, it's new, it's here. Yeah. Like if you
enjoy
it
while it's not being controlled as much as some of the other apps.
And it's just like, again, like I really, really want to hammer this point home. It's like not every, like Twitter came out in 2006. Like how often do we get a new platform like this to just like jump on and have fun? You know, like it was at the top of the app store. Like I really can't remember. It was like Snapchat was like 2011. It came out, you know, and like, the social network.
Oh my Vero. God.
Yo,
jeez.
Follow my Vero. Like what the fuck was that? That was
Google Plus was the hype thing.
That was literally like Vero was just like, oh man. I just remember how many people that like I saw and came across that was like, I'm on Vero now, make sure you follow me there. And it's just like, what?
Man, we must have been in a totally different world at the time.
There was Peach also. That was out when I was at Mashable.
It was
peach.cool was the browser link to. I wonder if it's still there at peach.cool. And then there was like maybe one more. I'm just thinking of like these sort of like social apps that kind of like a lot of these come and go. But look, once the sort of like general masses, and I think it could really happen quick. Like I'm excited to talk about Byte versus TikTok, and I hate doing that as an argument, but it's almost like it's hard not to. Like as we continue doing this podcast, like what the both platforms will look like in, you know, 6 months from now. Like
my gosh,
is David Dobrik gonna get on Byte? You know, like are these like are celebrities like traditional, like there are so many celebrities coming to TikTok right now.
Yeah.
Will Smith is on there, like all these like real Howie Mandel mainstream AAA-list celebrities.
Is that because they want to?
Definitely.
They
want to get in on the hype, dude.
They want to get on the hype.
Hell
or
yeah.
TikTok's reaching out to people and trying to get people on the hype.
Or definitely that is definitely probably happening.
Yes.
But like Will Smith's kids, you know, or like these celebrities have teams, right? And if some one of their intern's kids or like, you know, someone made this connection, I feel like, where, you know, you should get on TikTok. You should try TikTok. But yes, there's probably some sort of onboarding for celebrities. But like, for better or worse, and a lot of these TikTokers are, you know, riding their high horse. All the celebrities are coming high. And it's like, okay, cool. You had your fucking fun your, you know, a year or two of not having celebrities. But like, hey, you know, they're here to party.
I've got kind of an anecdotal thing for
I'm going to take a sip of seltzer. Yes. And if I burp, I'm sorry.
So to the opposite of that, a group of, like, I would say older teenagers, I guess, that were down in the studio downstairs, were talking about, they were talking about the difference between, like, they sounded so hyped for Byte, and I didn't even bring it up. They had brought it up themselves, and the way that they were talking about it, they were like, this is the cool new platform. Like, this is where, like, if they weren't having success on TikTok, or if they were like done with all the trending on TikTok, where they, it's like, oh, I have to do one of these trending things all the time, or you feel like you have to try to jump on these trending waves, they were tired of that. So they're like, Byte's the cool new thing where there's none of that that exists yet, where there's like crazy trending things that you feel like you have to do because there's some algorithm that is by pushing everybody to do something to by design and all that. And I think that's super cool, because that is, that feels more of like the OG, like Vine.
No, but I think that is literally like the ethos of the platform, where it's like super democratized, where you don't feel like you're missed the boat and like, how do I hop on these trends or whatever? It's just like, just go have fun.
That's what every other platform feels like right now. You're trying to play the YouTube
algorithm. Yes.
Everyone on YouTube is. Yeah. It's like, regardless, you can't say that you're not.
It reminds me of, and I will always talk about high school. For me, it was the best years of my life. It just reminds me of, like, in between periods, walking down the hallway, seeing all of your friends, and then like when it comes time to lunch, there's no assigned seating in the lunchroom. You know, you can get up, walk around, go say hi to your friends, all this stuff. And just like the sort of Byte community feels like, aside from the spam, the Byte community feels very, very welcoming.
Yes,
where it's like, again, there's no vanity metrics, so you don't see, you know, these Goliaths of like, this person has 10,000 followers already. Like, I'm never going to... It's like, that shit doesn't matter.
No.
Just make
people are, you know, just making cool content. They feel good about making things. That's the best part new platforms.
And I have like gone, and like even today, just like walking over to the Wurlitzer, just like recording a quick Byte. Just like, I just get these little, and we've talked about this for so long, Colin, like you get a little spark of creativity.
Yes.
And like TikTok just felt so hard to do. Like, how many times did we try? We never even made that one.
No, we've talked about making so many different TikToks.
No, but like this one single TikTok, literally for like 6 months, we've tried to. Not 6 months.
It was the drone one. It was the Chinese New Year.
Where you do the little dance with your knees.
But we wanted to do it with a drone that comes sweeping around.
It was like
around.
A whole project, and we never did it. But the, all this is to say that like,
we tried like 7 times for the record, and we just never got it.
It's so easy. And I just feel like, you know, there's such a low barrier to entry where like, I don't care what I post on Byte right now. Cause it's like, you just scroll past it. You know, if you find it funny, give it a heart, you know, and that's it. And then it'll just build a repository of like,
and then you go back and look at it, and you're like, this is great. That's what I did with Vine.
Even
when the platform had been like, they were like done doing things, you could still go back to your old
and
profile and look.
Yeah.
And that felt amazing.
Yeah.
That's the coolest part about the internet is like what you put on there. It's the worst thing, but it's also the best thing because it's memories that are like, it's the living photo album of our time.
I got to show you, after this, I haven't posted it anywhere yet, but my uncle, so my dad's brother found footage from 1994. I was 3 years old.
Oh my god.
It was me and Mike. Johnny wasn't born yet.
Yeah, but Daron must have been.
Daron was 6 months old. Baby. And it was like my grandparents. And I did karate when I was a very little kid, and then I did Taekwondo, like, you know, in my formative years. And no joke, Colin, I have a video of 3-year-old Sam counting to 10 in Japanese.
That's cool.
It is the cool. My mom, you hear my mom going, count to 10 in Japanese, Sam. And I go, Ichi, ni, san. And I'm just like, this is it. This, I have never, like, 3 years old, I was the coolest.
That is super cool.
And it's in black and white,
now
and it's on
all
VHS.
The anime stuff makes sense.
Yes, yes, exactly. That's where exactly it started. The point. It's just like, so to your point, Colin, like,
yeah.
It's just crazy that anything you put on the internet, you know, it's there forever. Yeah. You know?
And instead like, of like, it probably, that's one of those things where it's like, it's lucky that that was preserved somewhere.
I know,
because
that didn't
most
exist,
people
yes.
don't have good
that's
preservation
right.
for any of
but
that old
no,
stuff.
But right. But no,
once
but
you
for
take
older it, generations, yes, yes. But nowadays, like, everything is documented.
Yes,
but like,
which is great.
But like, for people that I would say are maybe like 40 or 50 and up,
mm-hmm.
like kids these days, if you have an iPhone, you have a repository of thousands of photos and videos.
It's insane.
You know, of like, if you have I didn't even have an iPhone in high school.
I can tell a story now and there's always a photo
yes,
or video that
yes.
that I can at least give context to whatever the story was.
Dude, it's like
I can
when
pull
we
it up,
look back whether, on photos
yes,
and
yes.
we're like, oh, this is when
and
we went to California for TwitchCon.
Everyone
it's like,
knows where we were, what we were all doing at that time.
And it's even crazier when I go back and like I don't have photos of some stuff because I was just like mm-hmm. I wasn't using my phone or whatever at the time. It's just like it's crazy how much the camera plus phone
yeah.
equals memories.
Can
now.
We use this as the point to tell people what the secret word is for this episode?
Sure.
And then I want to add a little bit to it.
Okay,
so
sure.
Tell them the secret word.
No,
and
you
I'll...
can tell them the secret
all
word
right,
today.
Right.
So if you made it this far in the yes. video. Jesus Christ. If you made it this far on the podcast, Colin will tell you a secret word to tweet at Colin Cornwell and at Sam Sheffer. That's CollinCornwell. Tweet us.
Vintage. Tweet us vintage and then also a vintage spelled VINTAGE.
Like the seltzer
and then
or the word.
If you have any fond memories and a photo that is with that fond memory, tweet that as well.
Of like you're saying early internet
anything,
or something
anything you
like
can
that.
Remember anything you can remember that like you look back in your phone or anywhere else just add
okay,
that to
okay
okay
so here's
well.
A perfect example where I found the glass selfie
yes.
that I took the
yes.
like so I was just like diving down in my Google Glass photos and I found like a I guess a quote glass selfie and I was just like damn, I didn't even remember taking this, but I fucking have it. And
yes.
that is so cool to be able to just look back and be like, I remember exactly what my life like was like back then. So yeah, if you have like any photos that you're like, I remember when I took this photo, if it means something to you, I like that idea.
Yeah,
so
like
tweet
it.
Us vintage and it's kind of cool because it plays
is.
Into like
yeah,
the aspect
I know. That's
of
why
like,
I had to
so,
bring it up.
And again, whether this could be literally you have an old photo album and it's like the first time you ever held a PlayStation controller or something,
yeah.
or if it's like the first
take
phone
a picture
you took
of
on
it,
your
lock
iPhone
it in the
or
internet. Yeah.
whatever, just like, post it, share it with us. That's honestly a good idea. Okay, anything else to add, Liza? I mean, Colin.
yeah. No, I don't think so. I think that's good. I think that's the perfect way to end this.
Okay.
We went on a bit for about Byte and Vine.
I know. I can, dude. You know
if you
me.
Want to wrap up any like plugs for Byte, I think that's great because it's the launch this week. Whoop, excuse me.
I mean, I just think like it's hard to tell people like, go do this and this. Just download it, get your username, play
yeah.
around. If you see
enjoy
me on
it.
There, great. If you see Colin on there, great. Like, but just like enjoy it while it's new. Like really, and I really, really want to emphasize this. It's not every day or every year, every 5 years even that a new platform like this comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it's such a great opportunity to experiment and just have fun. And if you don't like it, then delete it off your phone.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Cares,
have fun.
You know?
That
like
needs to be literally
it's supposed to make you feel good. Yeah. Whereas like when you browse Instagram, I don't think it makes you feel good.
Nope, it doesn't. I think objectively, it doesn't.
Okay.
There we go.
And with that, how long was that now?
I don't know. The timing's off because we started it after, but it's
well, all I ask, I guess, if you've really made it this far and you're still listening, I hope you've arrived at your destination safely, or if you're listening to this on the subway or while you're working out, thanks for sticking around. Honestly, it's fucking awesome that we have a community on this sort of just like wavelength, right? Also, shout out Waveform Marquez podcast. But like, it's cool to have, you know, an audio show, a radio show, a podcast in 2020. It's just like, we have these this is like what you and I talk like we just talk about
there's
this
some
shit
sort of
all,
discussion like this like, that goes
we
on
just
every
we
day.
Just we like this is our lives you yeah. know and it's fun to like get like really I love getting in the weeds and I often
yeah.
really get lost in the weeds with this kind of stuff but like that's you know I'm really into the details of this kind of stuff so I ask that you know rate us write a review if you want us to talk about something. I'm very easy to reach on Twitter. If you want to, you want us to cover a topic, You know, we'll probably stick to like news related stuff because there's always enough tech news. But like, if there's ever some crazy breaking thing, it's like, how hard is it to buckle down and speak for 20, 30 minutes? Like, it's not hard at all. Whatever. That's it. We'll see you on the internet. And thank you very much for listening.
And be nice to people out there.
And be nice to people out there.